Welcome to Engender Love. I'm your host, Dr. Shannon Ponce. Join me as we discuss all things gender so you can better connect with those around you. So let's get started as we engender love. Have you ever decided you can't learn something? I know for myself, I have something. Mine is downhill skiing. I've decided I can't learn it. I don't want to learn it, that I'm too afraid of injury and don't want to learn it. But today I'm not going to talk about my skiing. What I'm going to talk about is when I hear people who have decided they can't learn pronouns. They can't learn someone's pronouns. They can't learn someone's name. And so if you didn't listen to the previous episode is where I do talk about it is hard to learn new pronouns. It is hard to learn a new name if you previously knew someone by a different name. And I don't believe it's impossible. But I want to talk to the people that have decided they can't learn. And I don't know if it's because it is hard and maybe you don't want to challenge or maybe you don't want to challenge this part in your life. But let's just talk about that. This decision that I can't learn. Now, many times it starts with the excuse. Just like with my skiing, my excuse is that my age and the risk of injury. That's my reason that it's not that I can't learn. Let's be honest. Those excuses are I don't want to. But reasons people tell me they can't learn pronouns in particular, the number one reason is usually age. And I'm not really sure where the cutoff, because people seem to use that at all different ages. But for some reason, there is this idea that because of age, I can't learn something new. I mean, I'll be honest, sometimes because I'm not as tech savvy as I wish I was, when I do something that's not tech savvy or when I ask a question that's not tech savvy, I tend to blame my age too. Oh, it's my age. I just don't know. And maybe it's because of my kids too, because I like to mention my age. Like, oh, you probably don't know because of your age. But that's not really true because there are people older than I am that know plenty more than I do about technology. It's just an excuse I use to excuse myself for not knowing things. But the truth is I could. It has nothing to do with age. And so I hear this also with pronouns. It's because of my age I can't learn. The other reason I hear is because people say, because I'm an English major, and this specifically for they pronouns. I'm an English major. I can't learn they pronouns. It's just not right to me. It doesn't sound right to me. And I can't relate to this because if you haven't noticed, I'm not an English major. And if you haven't noticed, you're probably not an English major either. But for those that are, a quick apology from me as being the math and science person, but that's an often excuse I hear too. I'm an English major. I can't use they. And guess what? If that's what you believe, that you can't learn pronouns, specifically they pronouns, because of your age, because you're an English major, you are right. That's right. If that is what you believe, you are correct. You can't learn. You won't learn. But that doesn't mean that it's not possible. I'm here to tell you that regardless of your age, regardless of what you majored in, regardless of your occupation, what you studied, you can learn if you want to. Now, I'm not saying it won't be challenging. I'm not saying some of these things may make it more challenging. I one time met an 83-year-old grandfather who had transgender grandchildren, and I was told, my understanding is that from the family is that this grandfather had never made a mistake on any of his grandkids' pronouns. Never. And I asked him when I got a chance to meet him at 83, I asked him, people always say that they can't learn because of age. And everyone that has told me that has been younger than you are. So what do you have to say to age being an issue? He actually agreed. Age does make it harder. Age makes it harder to learn, to reprogram the brain. And I will say this grandfather happened to have some neuroscience background. So I'll give him some credit that if he says it, I can see it and it's probably true. So I asked him, well, what about you? I'm told you've never made a mistake. How's that possible? Just shrugged his shoulders and said, love. Because of love. I mean, it doesn't mean that I never will or people won't. I don't know. I just believe them and I love them. And if that's what they need, I'm going to try to give it to them. So I bring up that story that yes, even the 83-year-old grandfather who never made a mistake, he gets it right. And he also recognizes that it is challenging and he did the work. I don't know what work he did. We didn't get that far into the conversation, but whatever he did, whatever he decided, he didn't decide, I can't do this. He didn't decide it's too hard. He decided I'm doing this. This is what my grandkids need and I'm going to give it to them. The other excuse that I hear is being trained in English. And I don't mean, and I say, when I say excuse, I'm just saying like, I'm not dismissing it. That is the reason. Maybe that's a better word. That's the reason people give me for not learning. You know, they say it's ingrained in my head. They is plural. It's not singular. And we can go into like, oh, well, if you're an English major, you've read Chaucer and Shakespeare and Bronte and other ones that have used they in the singular. However, it's the singular general, not singular specific to a person. And again, I'm not an English major, so that may not be the correct language, but you know what I mean. But what I have to say to this is that once upon a time, that was not ingrained in your brain. You trained your brain to get it ingrained in there. So if you trained it, you can untrain it. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. I'm not saying it's not going to take work. It will. But if you trained your brain, you can untrain it. You weren't born thinking I can't use they in the singular. And again, it's no judgment. I just want to challenge these beliefs and you get to decide, do you want to hold on to the belief? I just can't learn it because of this. I can't do it because of this. Then, like I said, you're right. You will be right. And that's your decision. But why would you want to? Why would you want to do the work to unlearn it? Think about that. Why would you want to learn to use they in the singular or any other pronoun that may not have been trained in your brain initially? So if we think of that grandfather, love. Love is a reason to do it. And loving people, loving humanity, knowing that using the incorrect pronouns has a harmful effect on people. Knowing that, loving humanity enough to respect people for who they say they are. Even if it means it's work for you, even if it means it's hard for you. I don't want to go around harming people. I'm going to do my best. And that kind of touches on another reason. What about respect? What about just showing people the respect you would want to be shown yourself? And I think about this. I think about many of us have experienced saying this is who we are and someone telling us that's not who we are. Now, I'm not talking about necessarily an innate identity, but I'll give you some examples of my own. Sometimes when I say I'm a physician, people say, no, you're not, you don't practice. That's probably why I often say I'm a retired physician, just to cut that off. But I identify as a physician. I've been trained as such. It's a lens I see the world through. It's a part of who I am, even if I'm not practicing. But yet I've had people say, because of their definition of what that means. And it doesn't feel good when it feels as part of who I am to somebody to tell me, no, it's not. I'll give you another one. When I say I'm Mexican, people have said, no, you're not. Your mom's Caucasian. Your mom's German. You know, it's just your dad. You were raised, and again, it's demonstrating their rules on this identity. No, you're not, because you were born in the United States. No, you're not, because you didn't grow up speaking Spanish. And those are their rules. And there, people can have them. But I can tell you, it doesn't feel super good because it doesn't change the fact that that still feels as part of my identity. In its own way, I define it my own way. But I think we all have something where it's like when we've said, this is who I am, and people have said, no, because they use a different criteria than you might to identify yourself in that way. And I just bring up these examples to try to tap into the experience, which I would say is not exactly the same. But there is a hint of making who we are invisible when somebody says, no, you're not. And if you are still listening at this point to the podcast, I'm guessing that if you listen to my podcast, you're not in the business of making people feel invisible. You're not in the business of making people feel harmed. You want to do your best. That doesn't mean you aren't going to make mistakes. Have grace for yourself for making those mistakes. And you can do the work if you so choose. whatever reason you give yourself, is that's part of giving yourself the grace. Fine, as long as you keep doing the work, if that is what you choose to do. There's one more reason I often hear, and I'm guessing if you're still listening to me, this is not going to be you, but I want to address it because many people ask me about this reason and that they hear, and that is religious beliefs. Due to religious beliefs, I cannot use the pronouns you're asking me to use. Now, I am not a religious scholar. I believe religion is very personal and intimate, and I'm not going to challenge anybody on their religious beliefs and what they are or they aren't, or what their deity or creed or whatever tells them. I do have a question, though. When I hear this, I'm very curious. If they say, no, it's against my religious belief to call anyone pronouns different than what they were assigned at birth, do they ask everyone what they were assigned at birth? Because there's kind of an assumption that they know what somebody's assigned at birth just by looking at them. Or maybe it's not. Are they asking everyone what they're assigned at birth? And are you saying that because of the anatomy? Because some people say, well, I believe that if you're born with this anatomy, then this is who you are and these are the pronouns you use. So are you asking everyone what anatomy they had at birth? And if that's so, then what do you do with the babies that were born that don't have a clear classification of male or female based on their external anatomy? What then? What pronouns were you, if that's your rule, that your religious belief is that you have to use based on what somebody, the anatomy somebody's born with, well, what happens when it's not clearly male or female classified? What pronouns are you using? That is my question for that. Because the truth of the matter is, for most people, who they tell us they are, we believe them. We don't ask for medical records. We don't ask for an anatomy check. We believe them. So why not? I digress. So the bottom line is this. If you want to learn, you can. That doesn't mean it's going to be easy. That doesn't mean you may have extra obstacles, like if you are an English major, if you've been trained in that way, if your age or your cognitive ability makes certain things slower to learn. Whatever it is, I'm not taking that away from you. You know yourself best. I'm just saying it's possible. It is completely possible. The decision is yours. If you want to learn more about learning pronouns, if you want help on how you can train your brain, then I encourage you to sign up to get on my wait list to know when the course is available about learning pronouns painlessly. Go to engenderlove.com/courses, get on the wait list, get notifications when the new classes come out. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Engender Love. If you have more questions, visit my website at engenderlove.com. You can contact me, sign up for my newsletter, or schedule a time to meet and see how I can support you. Have a great week and continue to engender love.